God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. Luke chapter 18, verses 40 and 41. Jesus stood still and commanded the blind beggar to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." More than 700 years before the Savior came into this world, the prophet Isaiah had prophesied, saying, "Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy." And now these words of Isaiah are finding their fulfillment as Jesus, the great physician, goes about giving sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf, as he breaks the bonds of paralysis and looses the tongues of those who could not speak. In all of these miracles, the Lord Jesus was liberating the fallen creation from its bonds and pointing forward to that greatest miracle of all, his glorious resurrection, wherein the bonds of death itself were broken and eternal life bestowed on us poor mortal sinners. In the Gospel for this last Sunday before Lent, we see our Lord healing a blind beggar at the gates of Jericho. He cries out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And he keeps on crying despite all the efforts of the crowd to silence him. Jesus commands the people to bring the blind beggar to him and asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, let me receive my sight." And Jesus replies, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." In his great compassion, our Lord restores sight to the blind, and the man formerly blind follows Jesus on the way to Jerusalem. Now that blind beggar's prayer, "Lord, let me receive my sight," must be your prayer and my prayer too. For although none of us here this morning is literally blind, we are blind in a deeper sense, blind to the astonishing love and the will of our Maker. For if we really saw God clearly, our hearts would continually be overflowing with peace and joy, but since they are not, we too need to pray with the blind beggar, "Lord, let me receive my sight." The trouble is that instead of clearly seeing the love and the will of God, we're distracted. We see all kinds of other things instead. Now, I happen to have a friend who has struggled with depression all his life. But his depression isn't helped by what he daily chooses to see. Not content with looking at one or two news reports, he tends to keep watching the news all day long. And that, I submit, is enough to depress even the most cheerfully disposed person. And then there are those who find themselves tempted to spend far too much time following the latest scandals and tragedies in the world, and alas, also in the church. And then there are those who choose to look at materials that are not fit for human consumption, completely ignoring the words of Jesus, "Blessed are the pure in heart." Now, we are naive if we think that all of this is a small matter, of no consequence to our spiritual health. If we fail to realize that Satan is only too glad to use all of this to confuse us, to blind us, to alienate us from the life of God. For the more careless we are about what we choose to see, the greater is the danger of being plunged ever more deeply into spiritual confusion and darkness. Lent begins this Wednesday. And what is Lent for, if not that time in the year when more than any other time we in fact gaze on Jesus? Lent is in fact all about seeing, ourselves as we are, and our Maker as he is. It's time for seeing ourselves as we in fact are, not as we'd like to be, nor yet as we fancy ourselves to be, but as we in fact are. Honest and thorough examination in the light of Holy Scripture, God's written word, should quickly dispel any illusions we might have. For example, just how well do you and I measure up to St. Paul's great hymn to love as we hear it in the epistle for this Lord's Day? Paul writes, "Love is patient, love is kind, and envies no one. Love is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs, does not gloat over other people's sins, but delights in the truth." Yes, in self-examination and confession, we see ourselves as we truly are. And then in the word of forgiveness spoken by the pastor, whom God has given the task of doing just this, we see God as he truly is, who knows us better than we know ourselves, yet loves us still. We see Jesus, the crucified and risen friend of sinners. And so, we with the blind beggar at the gates of Jericho pray as we approach the Lenten season, "Lord, let me receive my sight." In the wonderful epistle for this last Sunday before Lent, St. Paul says this: "Now in this life we see through a glass darkly, but then in heaven face to face. And St. John, the beloved disciple, says of the redeemed in heaven, "His servants shall worship him, for they shall see his face." Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.